This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Lawmakers will be traveling to the state of New Mexico in the coming week as they search for answers about how a 7-year-old girl from Guatemala died while in U.S. custody. Kirsten Nielsen heads U.S. Homeland Security and explains why it took so long to get the girl to the hospital.
They were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The young girl died of what medical officials preliminarily described as sepsis shock. Symptoms include extremes in body temperatures, lethargy, and restlessness. Official accounts indicate the girl received a quick assessment, but it took many hours for her to be transported to a hospital. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a new set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. After 2 weeks of UN climate talks in Poland, chairman of those talks, Mikhail Kurteka, said delegates have more to do.
As the president, I am determined to see this deal through to adoption. It is your work. It is your achievement. It is something the world has been waiting for.
President Trump has said the United States will pull out of the Paris Accord. However, the move cannot take effect before November of 2020. U.S. military says it has killed 8 members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike near Somalia's capital. No civilians were involved. And the United States says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to a war in neighboring Afghanistan. More peace talks will start on Monday. This is VOA News. French protesters for the fifth week rallied against the high cost of living, although demonstrations were more subdued over the weekend, partly due to concessions made by President Emmanuel Macron last week. Here's Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country, and topless activists from feminist group Femen also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Church of England's bishops are saying the Brexit debate needs a change of tone. They're calling for national unity following a week of divisive discussions about Britain's efforts to leave the European Union. Anglican leaders urge politicians and the public alike to insert civility into the debate. President Trump has announced that his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his administration by the end of the year. Here's AP's Ben Thomas.
The former Republican congressman from Montana has been dogged by ethics probes, including one centered on a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created and the chairman of an energy services company that does business with the Interior Department. Investigators are also reviewing Zinke's decision to block 2 tribes from opening a casino in Connecticut and his redrawing of boundaries to shrink a Utah National Monument. The Interior Department's internal watchdog has referred an investigation of Zinke to the Justice Department. Zinke has denied wrongdoing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of volunteers took part in the annual holiday tradition of placing wreaths at more than 250,000 headstones at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington. The event to honor soldiers who served and died for the country is planned and coordinated by a group called Wreaths Across America. President Trump was there and said the volunteers do a great job. Alarmed by the growing popularity of rap music among Russian youth, President Vladimir Putin wants cultural leaders there to devise some sort of means of controlling rather than banning the popular music. Last month, a rapper known as Husky, whose videos have gotten a lot of play on YouTube, was arrested after he staged an impromptu performance when his show was shut down in a southern Russian city. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. The weekend is here, and I've got a great show for you. The first half of the hour is pretty street, with a string of awesome styles like Mchiriku from Tanzania, South African Township Pop, and Kwaito. And my song of the week is a Malawian Babatone band. Now, there's a few Afro beats here and there just to keep you chart toppers happy. And then the second half of today's program features a live studio session with Tiharea. This a cappella trio of women, cousins from Madagascar, is just amazing. The interview's in French and in English. Now, I've also got Song of the Week and a couple more great tunes for you to keep your weekend groove in check. And finally, some friends join me today. Music Time in Africa interns Sage McLeod and Prince Nesta accompany me throughout the show.
Hey.
Yeah, they're going to pop in on the mic from time to time. So let's get this party started. To whet your appetite for my featured guests, Tiharea, whom we'll meet later on, here's Anaro Tianake. Let's educate our children.
Baby, I feel it.
All right, hello, beauties. That was Tiharea from Madagascar. We get to meet these singing cousins in about 30 minutes. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I have friends with me today.
Hey, hey, this is Sage McLeod.
Hello, Africa, I'm Prince Nesta.
Now, they'll be back with us a little later on to talk about some of their favorite songs in this show. But for now, street music. Street music in Africa is often the most popular music in a local area, a city, a neighborhood, a village. Ironically, though, it's the least likely music to get heard outside of that local place. Jagua Music's Mchiriku is a case in point. They're rock stars among many Tanzanian youth, especially the underclass who dwell in the suburbs of Dar es Salaam. Their performances generate throngs of frenzied, ecstatic young people. Believe me, I know. I saw them in action at the 2016 Sauti za Busara Festival in Zanzibar. Heshima, Respect in Swahili, is one of my favorite tracks from the band's 2012 self-titled album, Jagua Music. Its lead singer, Jackie Kazimoto, sings, "Respect can't be bought in stores, my friends. Respect is not sold. It can't be found in the streets. Mm-mm. Respect is free, my brother. If you respect me, I'll respect you in return. Let's respect one another." Yes, hello, darling listeners. Mambo.
Poa sana.
That was Jagua Music from the streets of Dar es Salaam. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. And from the streets of Dar to those of yesteryear South Africa, Here's Nakupenda, a classic by the Madonna of the townships, the late Mabr. Nesta, you love this song by Brenda Fassie.
Yeah, absolutely. Oof.
Well, you're from Kenya too, so you know what Nakupenda means, right?
It means I love you.
Oh, all right. But Brenda also sings a lot in French in this song. She's still saying the same thing, though. I love you.
Of South African pop, Brenda Fassie, a.k.a. Mabr.
It's music time in Africa.
Staying in South Africa, let's listen to a current Kwaito hit by award-winning rapper and music producer Questa. It features American rapper Wale. Now, you know, I've got friends sitting here with me today in the studio. Sage McLeod is one. Sage, you really like this song, don't you?
Full confession, I can't stop listening to this song. It's so good, even as an American, and having, you know, I can't understand the language because it's in Zulu, the language. It's so good, even if I can't understand it. So with Questa's deep voice and then the beat and then add in Wale's rap, which is in English, it's amazing. And I've been a longtime fan of Wale. He did a ton of songs back that I listened to in high school and middle school, like Lotus Flower Bomb and Diary. He was famous for a while. And
I don't know Wale.
Yeah, he was really famous for a while, and then he kind of like dipped away. Like, no one really knew what like happened with him. He released some albums, no one really listened to them. But now he's back, and this song is crazy. It's so good. Honestly, I can see it on the radio here in America. So.
All right, so he's researched with Questa.
Yes.
All right, let's check it out. This is Spirit.
Talking 100, 100, 100. My city say I run it cause I never ever fumble. Every time I say it, make the pretty woman love me. I can be a poet, be a homie, be a plumber. Sunset summer, all black puller. I got more gas than an H3 Hummer. I'm baked up, really, gorilla or grizzly. Landed, let's get it, on the way to Surrey. Larry, let's get it, let's get it. This shit by repetition. My outfit is hit for a Conor McGregor ticket. Wally for long, really the hardest to rep.
Spirit.
Right. Hey, peepas, this is Heather Maxwell. We just heard Spirit by Questa featuring Wale. I've got friends with me today.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
And we'll be right back with more awesome music, song of the week, and a live studio performance and interview with T. Harea. So don't touch that dial.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
This next song, Akwaaba from Ghana, has already been featured on our show, hasn't it, Kwame?
Of course. I mean, I'm already ready to, you know, jump in and give the Akwaaba dance.
But we love it so much. So let's crank that up again, and then we'll get to Song of the Week.
Yep, yep, yep.
Single from Ghana by Guilty Beats, Mr. Easy,
Papi Kojo, and Patapa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now it's time for Song of the Week.
Yeah.
And this is the Song of the Week.
So this is Misonzi Yangona or Crocodile Tears by the band Chipasula Project.
Yeah.
And apparently they are from Chipasula, Lilongwe, Malawi.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Oh, you have?
I've been to Lilongwe, not Chipa. Well, maybe Chipasulu. I think it's a small neighborhood. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, it's mm-hmm. a lovely.
How was your experience
lovely,
there?
Lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's produced by Tendai M. Shaba. Mm-hmm. And he sent us the song on Facebook and on email.
Yes, he mm-hmm. was persistent.
Oh, yeah. And apparently the lyrics say, "Why do you hate me? And why do you kill me? What have I done wrong? You want me to drown in the water. You will drown yourself. Crocodile tears." Now, that is very interesting.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I love about this song is the sound of the instruments and the beat. The instruments include a locally made acoustic guitar, the babatone, which is also a locally made bass guitar, but it's also extremely percussive. It's a huge, really impressive looking instrument and really fun to listen to. You'll hear it. And the song also has a violin, some horns, electric bass, and Rhodes electric piano. It's a real mix of earthy, traditional kind of street music with electronic sounds.
Yeah, and I did listen to it. It really, really sounded dope with all the strings you mentioned and everything.
Yeah, so let's listen.
Ndimire mati
mumira noka inu
mufuna ndigwe basi
mugwa noka inu
mufuna ndimire mati
mumira noka inu
mufuna ndigwe basi
mugwa noka inu misozi yangona misozi yangona ila bangona
Mundi de langine, Muni pelangine, Mundi de lelaine, Della Guajanine, Mundi de langine, Muni pelangine, Mundi de lelaine, Della Guajanine, Mufuna di mire mat,
Mumia no kainu,
Mufuna di guebasi,
Mufa no kainu.
Ndi mire mati
Mumia no kainu
Mufuna ndi kwebasi
Mugwa no kainu Misozi yangona Misozi yangona Kulila wangona Kulila wangona
All right, so that was Misonzi Ya Ngona by the Chipasula Project from Malawi.
Yep, yep, yep. And that is a pre-release from their forthcoming album, The Other Side of the City, due out sometime 2019. And
that
was
Song of the Week.
It's an African one. Yay.
Beats by Emza.
Yeah, me, I like. Gonna front you.
and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. For me, his family.
All right, so here's one that's close to Prince Nesta's heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's actually a song that reminds me of Kenya, my motherland, Africa. Because when I was coming to the United States like a year ago, I was telling my grandmother, I'm not going to miss Africa. I'm not coming back. And my grandmother was like, oh, yeah, you're going to miss Africa. And then this song just popped up naturally. And she started singing it. And it was such a beautiful piece, Going Back to Africa. Originally done in 1964. Wow. It's by a guy called David Amunga. And it, you know, it's a touching song. I would dedicate it as a special dedication going out to all the Africans living in the diaspora. And you know, when you're here, you keep on missing home, your motherland, and stuff like that. And yeah, it's a special dedication to them.
All right, well, let's listen to it.
Oh, gentle countrymen, I'm going to say farewell to all people in America. Oh, gentle countrymen, I'm going back my home in Africa. I'm going back my home in Africa. My people are crying for me, so let me go back home. So let me go back home. Happy, happy life. My life in America, such happy, happy life. But I'm feeling loneliness when I remember Africa. But I'm feeling loneliness when I remember Africa. My home of happiness, so let me go back home. So let me go back home.
Honorable countrymen, we've had a wonderful time together. I've enjoyed seeing your mountains and your rivers. I've admired the national character of your people. But you know, home is always sweet. And all my beloved ones live there. And when I remember Africa, how I long to go back home.
I'm going back to Kenya, that part of Africa. I'm going back to Kenya.
All right, that was Going Back to Africa by David Amunga from the early 1960s in Kenya. Nesta's favorite oldie. Well, he and his grandma's favorite, right, Nesta?
Oh, yeah. And shout out to you, Grandma Clarice from Kenya. I miss you.
Oh, so sweet. You're inside Music Time in Africa. And today I'm in the studio with my two interns, Sage.
Hey.
And Nesta.
Hello, Africa.
This next song is also related to grandmothers. It's by Esther Dalton, a self-described child of the global culture clash. Her mother is a New Zealander and her father's from Cameroon. Now, Dalton believes her African ancestry makes her gravitate towards certain rhythms and melodies. This song is dedicated to her paternal grandmother, Nesta, and it's aptly entitled Grandmother.
Just have you for a day.
I will always know where to find you.
I believe that I tell you, sweetheart.
difficult soil in their bones.
That was Grandmother by Esther. This is Heather. And next up, Tiharea. This fabulous all-female cousins trio stopped in for a live performance and interview on June 27th. They sing three pieces for us from Studio 4 in stunning three-part harmony and this guttural, raspy, rhythmic growl. It's an iconic sound of Malagasy singing you're gonna love.
My name is Talike Jele, and leader from the group Tiharea.
I'm Isabel Razafi Niara Manana.
I'm Lara.
Would you like to start out with a song?
Yeah. The title is Mainte, and Mainte means black. Life is not always pink. Sometimes it's gray or black, but life is beautiful and we enjoy it. Mainte.
Hey, hey, hey. Maite ti lambane, maite weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite ti lambane, maite weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite ti lambane, maite weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite ti lambane, maite weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge. Mami ayaba, titane aitu, tite yani urikia, fai andu, drati ata tiwe kemberu, siata kalu ahai, drate hule tanza hai,
wehe, maite, tilambane, maite weluve tilambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite tilambane, maite weluve tilambane, wanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite tilambane, maite weluve tilambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite tilambane, maite weluve tilambane, wanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Pagedatunu na uhabubu beti meda inumendu fangite na uvazavu rakete tivangi ah iute
nanga ahai na habeta dada
hey
heruwa juwa ubera tu heruwa juwa ubera tu
tunga deha turi timasu tunga deha turi timasu madu swazuke hisakafu madu swazuke hisakafu hisakafu tibalahazu hisakafu tibalahazu balahazu tisu wahandu balahazu tisu wahandu saya tata kwati mangatu saya tata kwati mangatu
Maninga
kuna hulera wera we
iye iye ne hata kuhane takeza
Tadingere terero waikwe Marandano terero zaikwe Tehila yuvali kurewe Mihitange na umetorewe Ando tika lavitange Hile tika havaratange Tadingere terero waikwe Marandano terero zaikwe Tehila yuvali kurewe Mihitange na umetorewe Ando tika lavitange Hile tika havaratange Tadingere terero waikwe Marandano terero zaikwe Tehila yuvali Kurewe, mihitangi na umiturewe Ando tika, lavitange Hile tika, avaratange
Hey, ha! Oh, beautiful! So, tell me about your group. First of all, are you really sisters?
We are cousins. But when I started the group, it's with my sisters. But now she has their life and I continue with my cousin.
Mm-hmm. And where do you live?
We come from the south of Madagascar, but mm-hmm. now I live in Belgium and the two sisters in Paris.
How about another song already?
The next song is Tiharea.
Tiharea, the name of your
group. The name of our group.
Before you start, what does that mean?
Richness, because Madagascar is very, very rich culturally, musically, and we want to share this richness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ti hare o ti angara ai, buakandu ya o ti raza ai, gasikara o tane bezuke. Gasikara o wera awe, gasikara o. Ti hare o ti angara ai, buakandu ya o ti raza ai, gasikara o tane bezuke. Gasikara o wera awe, gasikara o. Fumba tipilungu, nao mifakatea, mifana lama, raza kwe. Malaza viti utivilu aya, fangalianda katitane ndwaza kwe, futa kauru na habe, saitane andu ikuzaizuke, maha. Vulili kwa na reuri ya bati na havia nduwaza kwe. Lavitse, tetimwi gasikara, ieza indatiu. Lavitse tiange, ieza indatiu. Lavitse. Tihare o tiangara ai, wakandru ya utiraza ai, gasikara o tane bezuke. Gasikara o wera awe, gasikara o. Tihare o tiangara ai, wakandru ya utiraza ai, gasikara o tane bezuke. Gasikara o wera awe, gasikara o. Fumba tipilungu, nao mifakatea, mifana lama, raza kwe. Malaza viti utivilu aya, fangale anda katitane ndwaza kwe, futa kauru na habe, zaitani andru ikuzaizuke, maha. Fundili kwa na reuri ya bati na havi ya nduwaza kwe. Lavitse, tetimwi gasikara, ieza indatiu. Lavitse tiange, ieza indatiu. Lavitse, lavitse. Tetimwi gasikara,
Thank you. Beautiful.
So tell me how Madagascan music is unique to Africa.
La musique malgache est un mélange de tout, mais avec le temps, c'est comme le vin qui se bonifie.
Ah.
Nous sommes très métissés.
She said they're very mixed in Madagascar, and she mentions that, like a good wine, with time, this mixing becomes something very delicious. So what is this song you're going to do?
Cette chanson s'appelle « Vuatse ».
Vuatse.
Et cette chanson parle de la vie quotidienne à Madagascar, que le chant fait partie de notre vie quotidienne.
She says the song is a song about life and the field, which is an integral part of life in Madagascar.
Et cette chanson raconte la vie d'une femme qui pleure et elle pleure en chantant.
And this is a song about a woman named Pearl who is sad and she's crying, but she's also singing. Gorgeous. Wow, thank you so much. And vous avez quelques albums aussi.
Oui, nous avons trois albums.
They have three albums.
Oui, le premier s'intitule Tiharea.
Mm-hmm. The first one's just called Tiharea.
Et le deuxième, c'est Riampela, qui veut dire les femmes. The Et second, ça, c'est sorti en 2003.
In 2003, there's one...
Riampela.
Riampela. About women.
Women, yeah.
Okay.
Et la troisième, c'est Vulambita, qui est sortie en 2009.
And Vulambita is the third one that came out in 2009.
Et depuis, on ne sort plus des albums, mais on chante.
Since then, they haven't made any more albums, but they sing a lot. Last question, dernière question. Est-ce que le Madagascar vous manque?
Terriblement.
Terribly. I asked her if they miss Madagascar because they all live in Europe, and she answered, terriblement. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a real pleasure.
Merci à vous. Merci.
Thank you very much.
All right, that was Tiha Reya from Inside the VOA here in Washington, and we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me, folks. And special thanks to Tiha Reya and to my friends here, Kwame Ofori, Prince Nesta.
Thanks so much for inviting us to the studio.
And Sage McLeod.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Thanks for having us.
On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Until next week, stay beautiful, stay blessed.